these investor settlement courts, they are outside of national courts, they're outside of European courts, and these courts protect investors. And we believe that that would be outside the jurisdiction of the EU. So we have put together this proposal, and we are hoping to get support in the Parliament.
Why hasn't there been more about this at all level? We've had a number of discussions with yourself, with Matt Carthy, with others, with regards to concerns about these investor courts, but on a national level, things seem to be strangely silent.
I have to say, I'm horrified. And I've often been on this radio station, Donald, and I've very rarely used that word. So when I use it, I mean it. I'm horrified that we haven't debated it, because we are the only European country that doesn't have this investor protection court in our legislation. And by putting it into our legislation, we leave ourselves open to multi-million euro claims from investors. Just to give you some idea of the figures, these claims which investors launch against member states, if they believe the member state has put legislation in place, for example, plain packaging on cigarettes is one of them. Another one where Obama decided not to go ahead with a pipeline into the US, which would have brought oil from the tar sands in Canada because he felt it would damage the environment. There are two examples of cases that have been taken recently. But in 2015 alone, 70 cases were launched against governments. And over the last period of time, looking at cases for the last few years, 26% were decided in favour of the investor and 24% were settled, which that means that about half and half, so about half of the cases, were successful in claiming multi-million euro from national governments. And we haven't even had a proper debate in the Éireann, and yet we have provisionally signed this deal. I'm not saying there aren't good things in the Canadian deal. Like everything else, there's good, there's bad, and there's indifferent. But a core point for Ireland should be not allowing itself to be sucked into these special courts that are only there for investors. They're not there for anybody else. We need to have a debate. We need to know where we're going with this, because in my opinion, Ireland should not sign up to anything that leaves us open to these claims. We have traded with the rest of the world for as long as we're a nation state, and we have never had to have these courts. We do not need them now, but the very least we need is a proper, robust debate in the Éireann, and then a decision by the Dáil, instead of somebody signing it on our behalf.